Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 91, When Your Kids Worry. You guys, worry is always in a hurry. Would you agree? Worry says, hurry up and fix the outside things as fast as you can so that we can move on. Worry does not create useful ideas or energy in our life. I don't like to show up from a place of worry, and I bet you don't either. Today, I'm going to give you a three-step process for when you are ready to help your kids decide to stop worrying. Let's go. Hello, hello. Happy to have you here today. We are talking all about when your kids worry. And of course, that always translates into when we are worrying as mothers. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe there is a difference between wanting to lose weight and deciding to lose weight? Do you believe there is a difference between wanting to learn to swim and deciding to learn to swim? Do you believe there's a difference between wanting to become a rock climber and deciding to become a rock climber? I think you would say, yes, there is a huge difference. Well, there is also a difference between wanting to stop worrying and deciding to stop worrying. Today, I am going to give you a three-step process for when you are ready to help your kids decide to stop worrying. We all worry about things. I actually think the number one thing that I talk about on this podcast and in coaching with my clients is the worry that we feel around our own future and our children's future. That's exactly what we talk about here. So often, I hear things like, my child's future is so unsure, or I don't want to have to enforce rules. It will ruin our relationship. Maybe I am scared that I'll have to do this or do that, or I'm just not sure how this is going to turn out. I think my child might choose the wrong school, the wrong girlfriend, the wrong sport, right? All of these thoughts create a feeling of worry. Last week, we dug deep into the words, I don't know. And those words create so much worry for us. So often I ask my kids a question and they answer, I don't know. And they choose to stay confused. If that is you in your situation, jump back and listen to last week's podcast. And often we feel worry over really small things like we might be late. That is a thought that we have that creates worry in our bodies. First of all, what I want to do right now is just pause and tell our brain the truth. The truth is that we have no idea how anything in our lives is going to turn out. Literally nothing in our whole lives. We have no idea how our marriage, how our grocery trip is going to go, how the trip across the world is going to go. We have no idea how anything is going to turn out. Can we just acknowledge that? Yes, that in itself can create a feeling of worry in your body, and it can also do something else for you. It can give you some perspective. When you are super worried and zooming into problems that you cannot seem to get around, I do like to remind myself, the truth is we have no idea how anything will turn out. We have no idea. But we do know exactly how it feels to feel worried. We know that worry feels quick in our bodies. Worry feels like our heart beating fast. Worry feels like sweaty palms and tight fists. For me, worry feels like a dark, dark gray color, and it lives deep, deep in my chest. It might feel different to you, and that's totally okay. But we all know the feeling of worry. We just don't always assign it to a thought that we're having in our brain. And I want us to start doing that. I want us to start recognizing when we feel this dark gray, quick, fast heart beating, sweaty palms feeling, that we can say, oh, yep, this is worry. Now, I wish that just by acknowledging it, it would zap it all away, but that's just not the truth. Worry is going to be a part of our lives. People who tell you that they never worry, they literally must be robots, because we all do. As human beings, we have things that we worry about, and it is normal. When your kids worry, it is normal. So the first thing that I want you to do is literally normalize the feelings for them. Remind your kids, remind yourself that it is normal to feel worry. It's normal to have a million thoughts in your brain rolling around. It's normal to feel scared when you aren't quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow or in a year or in 50 years from now. Something that I have learned about worry in the past few years is that worry is always in a hurry. Worry literally tells us, hurry up and fix the thing that's outside of you so that you can move on to the next thing to worry about, right? Worry does not tell us to slow down and create useful ideas and make logical decisions. Not at all. Worry is always in a hurry. I want to encourage you to slow down and to feel the emotion of worry. Not too long ago, I was coaching someone who was completely choked up and so upset about her future. She was in the middle of a pregnancy and her brain was giving her lots and lots of things that she could possibly be worried about, right? A lot of feelings were coming into her body. And I completely bounced back to when I was her, when I was pregnant and there was worry going for me constantly. My husband and I had a child who passed away shortly after birth because of a genetic abnormality. And he was our first child. So every time I got pregnant after that, the worry almost consumed me. And people from the outside tried to do a lot of things. They tried to tell me that it's going to be okay and that everything is going to turn out fine. But guess what? It didn't help. It didn't help to have people tell me that feeling the worry wasn't good. I have had people walk around me and try to pretend that it just wasn't happening at all. And I promise that that is not the way to create connection between you and your kids. And it is not the way for your children to learn how to handle this emotion that they are going to have with them the rest of their lives. Acknowledging the worry that you are feeling, the worry that your child is feeling, is absolutely the only way through. And literally, it can be as simple as, yep, this is worry. Remind yourself, remind your kids that the feeling of worry is normal and it's okay. And do you know what will come? That small little moment of acceptance will bring the best thing ever, relief. Allowing yourself to feel it will bring a little relief. I promise it is completely normal to feel worry. And that being said, when this worry comes, after we take some time and remind ourselves that this is worry and that we can acknowledge it and that it's okay to feel it, I love to remind myself that it's not wrong to feel it. When we finally feel that little bit of relief, I have a 3-step process for you to continue to help to release the worry. the first step, we're just going to help our kids notice the stories that are rolling around in their brain. The second step is we are going to ask if those are true. And the third step is that decide where do I want to go from here? Because there is a difference, remember, between wanting something and deciding something. There's a huge difference between wanting to stop worrying and deciding to stop worrying. And you have it within your control to actually decide. So first things first, we're going to notice the stories that your child's brain is telling itself. I want you to remind them that this feeling of worry is coming from a thought, okay? So we're going to take a minute and we're going to try and access some of those thoughts that are bouncing around in your kiddo's head. They might be, ugh, this fight with my friend is never going to come to an end. Or I literally don't know what decision to make next. Or this isn't fair that I have to go through this. Can you hear your kids saying these things? They might be thinking, no one cares about me. No one cares what happens next. Or lots of times I feel this and I know that my kids do. I'm all on my own here. And a very common thought, I have no idea how this is going to turn out. All of those thoughts just came to my brain when I recognized that I was feeling worry. There are so many thoughts bouncing around in your kid's brain, and it's a beautiful exercise to get them out of your brain. You can get them out on paper. Or you can simply sit on your kiddo's bed and help them think through them. I would again remind them that this is normal. It's normal to have stories in our brain that make us feel feelings of worry. All that we're doing here is pointing out to our kids that they can start to notice the type of thoughts that they are giving time and attention to. And we're not here to judge those thoughts. We're just here to notice them. I love to insert, oh, it's so interesting that our brain is thinking these thoughts that's making us feel so worried. Step two is to ask, what is the truth here? Is it going to go as bad as we think, right? Or is there a possibility that it could also go good as well? When we're having that thought, I don't know how it's going to turn out, we are almost always going to worst case scenario. But remember, there is an option here. It could also go well. So taking a pause and looking at each of these thoughts and asking if they are true is so, so important. The reality is that it's probably just as true that something good is going to happen as something bad is going to happen. Our brain just loves to hyper focus on the bad. I think of driving my kids to school this morning. I had one kid sitting in the front seat, totally chill, singing along to the music. And I had another kid in the back seat freaking out because school started in 7 minutes. He was literally saying, oh my gosh, we're going to be late. My teacher is going to mark me tardy. This is the worst thing that could ever happen today. And the kid in the front seat said, what's the big deal? We could also be on time. Really, it's just as true that you could be on time as that you're going to be late. It's just our brains love to hyperfocus on the negative. What about that thought, this is never going to come to an end? Is that the truth? What is something that's just as true right now? This trial actually could come to an end. It could come to an end in the next 3 minutes or in the next 30 days. We don't know. But that thought, this is never going to come to an end, brings our kids so much heartache, so much worry, right? What about when your kiddo thinks, I don't know what to do next? This is a common thought and it creates so much worry. It is just not the truth. The next thing that you need to do is in your brain, I promise. When our kids say, I don't know, it is not the truth. In my home, my family knows that I don't know is not an optional response. It can be as simple as, what do you want for breakfast? And a child replies, I don't know. I simply remind them that they do know and that it doesn't have to be a hard answer. We always know, even if they don't know, do I want eggs or do I want a Pop-Tart for breakfast? We can help them and empower them to have the confidence to make a decision. And the decision might be, I don't have a preference this morning. You can choose, Mom. That is very different than the defeated position of saying, I don't know. We focus so much on our feelings that we might choose the wrong thing, that we insert that I don't know instead of allowing our brain to take that one extra step to have an answer to the question. Now, this is a great one. This isn't fair that we have to go through this, right? Kids say that all the time. I love to take the opportunity to remind my kids that life isn't fair. That's my very quick, cold answer that I give is, you're right, life isn't fair. But what is fair? What does that mean anyway? Is it true? Maybe this path that we're going down is actually getting you closer to your goal double as fast as doing it a different way and the fair way. Going through unfair things not only teaches our kids resilience, but I can almost guarantee that it gets us to what we want in the end. You guys, you have to ask what is true. You have to weigh both sides of the coin to see and to point out to your kids that yes, this is happening, but it's just as true that something else could happen too. And gaining that clarity begins to release the worry. And that is why we are here. Number three is to decide. This is the best part. This is where we get to decide where we want to go from here. We can let our brain spin and spin and spin on all of the thoughts that we're having and all of the options that are in our brain. You can literally let your brain run for years over the exact same problem. If you pause right now, I bet there's a problem in your life that you've been putting off deciding on that you could make a simple decision right now for. You can just make a decision. Maybe the decision is that you decide to do this three-step process. You decide to pause and write down your thoughts and then ask if they are true. That can be your decision. Maybe you decide, like we talked about in the beginning, that it is time to worry right now, that it is time to process through our bodies. Remember, I love to give feelings a location in my body, a color, a shape, even a weight, maybe a speed of how the worry feels. Maybe it's time to decide to take care of yourself. Maybe that's what your child needs, is for you to point out, you know what? Right now might be a good time to listen to some music or to pause and meditate and be still. It might be time to do some breathing. I love taking deep breaths in through my nose and out through my mouth. And my kids love it too. And you know what's so cool is you get to clarity so much quicker when you take that pause. Maybe it's time to turn on one of Chelsea's podcasts to get your head in the right place. Maybe it's time to look at what I'm thinking and what it's creating in my life, right? I know that as you have things in your life that don't go as maybe you were planning, when your child walks in and they tell you that everything is going wrong and you can see the worry raging in their bodies, if you do these three steps, notice what's going on in your brain, ask if those things going through your brain are true, and then decide how to move forward, you will be able to add a little relief into your life and let go of a tiny bit of that worry. Now, you don't have to. You can keep worrying and you can keep using all of your energy that way. I know that life because I have lived that life, and it still happens to me sometimes. I find myself caught up in worry. Or you can make a different decision. You can choose to notice, to ask, and to decide. Remember, worry is always in a hurry, but you do not have to be. You can recognize the difference between wanting to stop worrying and actually deciding to stop worrying. I completely believe in you, my friend. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.